CIF Cinema will begin its annual week-long film noir festival starting tomorrow. North City will be at the Egyptian Theater on Capitol Hill with 20 films from the genre's heyday in the 1950s. The series is curated by the czar of noir, Eddie Muller, who's also a host on the Turner Classic Movies channel. In a moment, KNKX's Nick Morrison will talk to Eddie about what the phrase film noir means and why these movies from more than a half a century ago are still relevant. First, though, to get you in the mood for the conversation, we'll hear a clip from one of the festival's featured films, Private Hell 36.
You should be a smash with that voice of yours. That's what you had in mind, isn't it? Singing.
Shut up. What I do is none of your business.
It has been.
You dirty little cop.
Well, okay. Now that we've struck the proper tone, Eddie, maybe we could start with a thumbnail definition of the phrase film noir.
Well, for our purposes, they're really crime movies, largely from mid-20th century, largely from America, but not exclusively. I always call it Hollywood's only organic artistic movement. I consider it that because there was no economic reason for these movies to exist. It was a movement driven entirely by the artists, the writers, directors, the actors, the cinematographers. They're the ones who made the decision to make these films, pursue the subject matter, and make them look and feel the way they did. It was not something that was driven by the studio bosses or by the public. It was completely art-driven, which is a rarity in Hollywood.
Well, when you and I discovered film noir, the films were already old. Now, here we are, having a film series in 2019. What's still in these films for us? What's in it for us?
A lot of things, actually. I mean, stylistically, it never goes out of fashion because I think that these movies were made at a period that was the acme, if you will, or the zenith of American style in everything, in the clothes, in the cars, in the nightclubs. But it was also the time at which America sort of lost its innocence. And I think that a lot of the politics of the time is reflected in today's issues. Absolutely. I've never heard the word witch hunt used more since the actual witch hunt of the 1950s than it's being used today. And when I was just presenting the festival in San Francisco, it was remarkable to see people react to the political issues that are being discussed in the films in 1952 and seeing how they relate directly to what's going on today. And honestly, I did not have to reach too far to find these analogies. There is a picture that we're going to be showing called The Well, and it is about how rumors and suspicions inflame a small town and bring it to the edge of a race riot, and it pulls no punches.
Here's the white man you're looking for. You got any ideas who it is?
What's it all about, Quigley?
White man kidnapped a colored girl. Talk going around, he killed her.
All right, Quigley, you can drop it.
Huh?
I said drop it.
What's playing, Ben? Yeah, come on, give out.
My kid's lost and we're trying to find her, that's all.
You know, these were all made at the height of McCarthyism, and to see the questions of allegiance and questioning someone's patriotism for what they may believe politically, all of this stuff is very much at the forefront again, and it's fascinating to see. Not only were they prescient, but, you know, there's no way they could have predicted that they would be so topical that far into the future.
In addition to being the czar of noir, you're also now what you call a noirarchaeologist, unearthing and restoring lost film noirs in your role as the founder of the Film Noir Foundation. Tell us a bit about that.
When I started doing these festivals, I had written a book on the subject, the book's called Dark City, The Lost World of Film Noir, and the double meaning in that subhead is that I expected a lot of these films to be lost because I was only able to find old VHS tapes that people had made, collectors had made off television. And then when I was fortunate enough to be asked to program festivals, I tried to find 35mm prints of a lot of these movies and was very discouraged to learn how fragile and how tenuous, you know, our cinematic legacy is because a lot of these films had just disappeared. So I created a foundation. Now all of our film festivals are presented under the auspices of this foundation. And all of the profit that we make goes into finding and restoring these movies. So, for example, in Seattle, Our opening night, we're showing a picture called Trapped that was made in 1949, which does not exist in a 35-millimeter print any longer until we were able to locate one existing print of the film that belonged to a collector in upstate New York, and we made arrangements through the Harvard Film Archive to get that print, and then we were able to strike a new negative from that print to ensure that the movie would never be lost. And there is a noirish angle to it, and there's a bit of a detective story involved in the whole thing, tracking these things down and trying to convince the last person that has it in their possession to give it up so that you can do the altruistic thing and save the movie.
Is there anything that you're sleuthing for currently?
Always. Always. And the thing that has become really interesting to me is learning that it's beyond our national borders. We just restored a film from 1952 that was made in Argentina that I'm not going to name it because I don't want people to jump the gun, and you know, we're not ready to release this yet. But it's fascinating because it's a film that's based on a very, very famous novel of psychological suspense that people believe that the only adaptation ever done of this book was made in France in the late 1960s, and now we have a version that was actually made 17 years earlier in South America that is every bit as good, if not better, than the French version. So this is the kind of thing that I love looking for now, to see ways in which this organic artistic movement, as I call it, extended beyond national borders, and I'm now finding examples of film noir in Japan and Mexico and Argentina, in Sweden. It's kind of phenomenal what was happening. What was happening in mid-20th century America was not exclusive to America, let's say.
That was KNKX's Nick Morrison talking with noirchaeologist Eddie Muller, ahead of the SIFF Cinema Noir City Film Festival. It starts tomorrow night at the Egyptian Theater.